This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, live Christmas Day edition. As we kick off the second hour of the program, joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Michael,
and Aria.
Aria DiMezzo joining us from Call to Freedom, which we mentioned, calltofreedomlive.com. Unfortunately, the site's down. So, of course, we're promoting the URL, it's not there. So we've alerted the necessary authorities about that sort of thing, and hopefully it'll get back to where it should be. Now, we've been talking, for those of you just tuning in, about an absolutely amazing story out of Vermont surrounding a 700-pound sculpture, a wooden sculpture of a middle finger that is mounted at least 16 feet in the air on a push-up pole on a platform. There are two large spotlights that are aimed upwards at the statue. So at all times of the night, you can see that Ted Pelkey is upset, and he's mad at the town government for denying him the permit that he's been begging for, which is, you know, what happens when you ask for permission. But as our last caller pointed out, if you don't actually own anything, then that's why you got to ask for permission. If you're asking somebody else for permission to do a thing on a thing that you think is yours, it's not actually yours. It's theirs.
It's not yours if you can't do what you want with it.
And there's a little bit more to the story here from Boston.com. He says, "I want it lit up so you can see it day and night," he said, referring to the floodlights. "It's getting dark nowadays early," writes. 4 o'clock, it's dark. "People want to see it," he says. And before the sculpture, Pelkey says the vast majority of local residents were probably unaware of his efforts to move his business. But by 7 a.m. when he left for work Friday, he said 10 people had pulled off the road to check it out. Drivers interviewed by local TV stations were largely unoffended, if not amused, by the sculpture. Though one told WCAX that it wasn't exactly spreading love. Pelkey said, quote, "It was critical to me to make sure my neighbors and the people who live in this town understood that I didn't put that up there for them. It's aimed directly at the people who sit in our town office." And the fact is, a lot of people are frustrated by town bureaucrats and town governments and regulatory boards and local cops and all of the bureaucracy and frustrations and requirements and hoop jumping. Right now in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, there's a lady who's trying to open a Vietnamese food joint. She wants to open it up in downtown Keene, right next to City Hall, which unfortunately means that she's entered into a lease with the city. It's actually in the building that is owned by the city. So I think that was probably mistake number one on her part, because it gives them an extra level of control over her business that they would otherwise have.
I can see why she might do it, because you really want to be downtown, but downtown real estate's at a premium.
And it is a prime location. I mean, she is going to be right on what they call Central Square here in Keene. So in the New England kind of idyllic town square, her restaurant will be right next
to it.
It's
beautiful.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a great location. Unfortunately, it's run by the city, that particular building. So what she's run up against is they don't like, even though they already signed a lease with her back in April, now they're saying they don't like the name of the business, which is P-H-O. So that's an Asian word. It's pho noodles. It's pronounced pho. And then the other part of the business's name is Keen Great. And it's an amazing business name. It's so much fun. If you say it together, you'll figure out why.
Yes.
And that's why they're saying it's offensive, and now they want her to change the name of her business, and she's going in to have some sort of negotiation with them. Again, after the lease was signed, so presumably they were presented with the name of the business back in April when they signed the lease for it.
Oh, yeah, they knew what was going to happen.
Right. So they didn't bring up any objections right then, which would have been the operative time to bring up such objections. They're also complaining about a sign that she has up inside of her front window announcing that the business is coming to that location, because you want people to know that sort of thing. And, you know, just this is the kind of petty crap that people everywhere have to deal with. It's not unique to Keene. It's not unique to Westford. This stuff happens everywhere to anyone who's trying to do something productive, right? Because if you're just a loser sitting around, you know, doing drugs all day, then it doesn't matter. You can do all the drugs you want. The, you know, as long as the police don't find out that you're doing them, you know, whatever. Enjoy yourself. But as soon as you try to do something productive, open a business, rent a storefront out, create a restaurant, or in this guy's case, he's got a shop that he wants to move, a mechanic.
They're going to rake you over the coals.
Yeah. Then you better start jumping through the hoops. You better start filling out the forms in triplicate. Make sure you cross all the T's and dot all the I's. Oh, and don't forget to pay the bribes. Oh, wait, I mean fees.
Fees.
They're licensing fees. They're not bribes.
Yeah, they're not bribes because they don't officially go to the person you're giving them to. They go to the city.
So I think people... I mean, I believe this guy when he says 10 people pulled over to look at the sculpture.
Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
The TV station interviewed people, and they were, like, as they describe it, largely unoffended. So even though this is, you know, the middle finger is a particularly offensive, you know, form of communication.
Well, if you get butt hurt easily.
Sure. But people love this. They think it's great. They love it when people stick it to the man. Unfortunately, there's a pervasive belief that you just can't fight City Hall. So there's a lot of people out there who, they like the kind of things that we do. They like it when you run for sheriff, Aria. They like it when, you know, civil disobedience happens. But they can't really join you. They're afraid to join you because a lot of them run businesses.
Well, they don't have to join you, no. They can do background support. Join us in the ballot room when nobody is watching, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, they can do that.
You don't.
But, you know, that's why we're there, is to be the public figures they get publicly crucified and spat upon.
Right.
Which is what we do. We love it.
I'm okay with it.
Bring it on.
I can take the, you know, take the arrows. It's all right. I'm used to it. But it is, you know, they could do more, but they don't. And they're afraid to, and most of them, when the government turns their guns against them, they just bow down and they do what they got to do. Because most people, they get into business not to fight the government. They got it, and this is part of the problem. This is why things are the way they are. The reason why everybody has to ask for permission is because when the first bureaucrat said, you have to ask me for permission to do X, you know, whatever it is, open up your own business or whatever, then as soon as people started doing that, then that bureaucrat said, well, that worked. Now you have to do this. Now you have to pay me. Now you have to bow down. Now you have to, you know, do all these things that they just keep piling on and piling on. And there's just, before you know it, it's an overwhelming rigmarole of stuff that you have to, you know, all these hoops you've got to jump through in order to just try to make a living, in order to do something besides be an employee. Because, again, it's easy to take the easy way out, right? Just go work for somebody. Okay. Yeah. Now you're clocking in at 8 a.m., you're clocking out at 5, you maybe get a little time to clean the house on the weekend before you're right back at it earning money for somebody else. But as soon as you want to bust out of the rat race and actually start doing your own thing, good luck. Now you got to appease to these bureaucrats. You got to do whatever it is that they tell you to. And then if they want to change the rules later, you got to do what they say then. And if you don't do it, then they come after you with men with guns. And it's terrible, but that's the status quo. That's what we have. And how do we change that? Is it really running for political office?
Yeah. Guillotines.
Yeah, yellow vests.
I don't know about that, but
well, guillotines would solve the
yellow
problem?
Yellow vests and guillotines.
If we had enough people, guillotines would solve the problem. We don't.
Enough people with guillotines?
Enough people behind the people with guillotines, I suppose, because we don't really need that many guillotines.
What would the idea be, that you would have to take town council, like the Westford town council, and line them up and chop off their heads?
Well, I mean, that's what's happened in the past. The only thing is
but
now
look where
is
we
that
are now.
Yeah, we're just
where
so used.
Get us?
It escalated so slowly.
In the U.S., we used to tar and feather people like that and run them out of town on a rail.
Well, see, that's where the state learned its lesson. That's why it ramped this up slowly, going back all the way to World War I, going even further back to the dawn of the United States. They just slowly escalated, slowly pushed the boot more and more onto our necks until we were like, okay, well, this is normal. I mean, let's not forget the Boston Tea Party was over like a 3% tax.
Yes,
I know.
That's true.
You can't buy tar and feathers anymore. Why not?
And now we're being taxed in the rate of 40, 50, 80%. And we're just like, okay, well, this is normal.
Yeah.
So you think that can all be reversed with a guillotine?
In theory, yeah. I don't think that we'll be able to get the people to stand behind the guillotine because they've become so accustomed to the bit on their necks that they think it's normal.
We can talk more about it coming up in moments. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Aria's got a guillotine. I want to know who's first. Who do you target first? We'll come back and talk about it.
Let's try the tar and feather first.
In moments. This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Christmas Day edition.
I don't want to torture.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to mypillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. toll-free here and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, in the studio with you, it's Ian.
Michael.
And Arya.
Live Christmas Day edition.
Sorry, I'm so not used to doing that.
That's all right. It's important, they say, for the hosts to identify who they are. I mean, we don't do it every break, but we do it at least a few, if not several times per
show.
Yeah,
two or three times an hour. Because, you know, sometimes it's hard to tell people apart on the radio.
It can be for folks, so it's important for us to do that, and you'll get used to it. So the toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just go to discord.lrn.fm, where there actually are people talking in our chat room. So Discord is a chat server. It is there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, different chat rooms, everything from a discussion of, you know, what's happening on the air to cryptocurrency, gaming. There's a special area for Free Talk Live amplifiers and other supporters. Go to discord.lrn.fm. We can talk about Arya's guillotine solution coming up here in a moment, but Sarah is on the line with us. Hello, Sarah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Ian. I wanted to ask you why you are so, like, very, very cynical every time I talk about the galactose, a sugar molecule, and then you attack the network company. And I want to ask you why. Why is that?
Hold on. What sugar molecule? what are we referring to here? Explain it to me like I've never heard it before, because I haven't.
Yeah, you've never talked to Sarah before.
I'm not.
This is your first time ever talking to Sarah. Sarah, you're on with Arya DeMezzo. Go ahead, Sarah. Go ahead with the question again.
What is she talking about?
Yes, I talked to him about that I'm taking this product. It's actually a sugar from the vine-ripened fruit and vegetables. It is called a galactose sugar molecule, and it's one of the 8 essential saccharides, and we have all of these autoimmune diseases. Jackie told me she has arthritis.
Sarah is not a doctor.
Considered
medical advice. Sorry, go ahead, Sarah. I was just throwing a disclaimer in there. Go ahead.
I never say that you're saying that I'm trying to make up all this stuff, but you know what? I'm just saying that.
I'm not saying you're making anything up. I don't know anything about galactose. I don't know anything about it.
I talked to you about this a lot, but you attacked the company. It's like the network company. Yes,
I don't know anything about the company.
Okay, but I haven't, and you're explaining this to me, not Ian. So.
I don't even know what company it is. What's the name of the company?
Well, that's what I'm talking about, Ian. You know what? You always get mad at me because you think I'm going to advertise. I never announced what name of the company was. I never announced the website at all, okay? Okay, and then you attack it like it's a scam. I'm not here to.
I didn't say.
Anything.
Look, I don't even remember when this conversation was. I do remember generally that we had a conversation about network marketing in general, and we can have that conversation. I'm fine with it. I know a lot about network marketing. I've been involved with network marketing before. That's how I can speak to that particular topic. I don't even know what the company is in this case. I don't think every company involved in network marketing is inherently bad, but there are a lot of questionable business practices in that particular industry, and a lot of them are just straight up money moving scams. So Arya asked you a question,
but before that, I would like to ask another. Why are you taking it? Even if Ian did just go out on a 15-minute tirade attacking this company, why would you take it so personally?
Well, the thing about it, I'm taking it personally because, like he said, he does not know. I never announced the name of the company. I never announced the website. I just talk about what the galactose molecule and how it works, and he jumps on and attacks all network marketing. That's what I'm bewildered to be about.
What sort of marketing are we talking here?
Do you know what network marketing is?
Networking.
Okay. So have you ever heard of Amway?
No.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
How old are you?
Old enough to not answer that.
You never ask a woman her age.
That's true. Sometimes I do anyway. But network marketing is a type of distribution where instead of using traditional advertising or stores to sell a product, they use individuals. And they usually call their individuals that work for them associates or whatever term.
Well, right,
got
right.
Some sort
like
of
a Ponzi scheme.
No, well,
multi-level marketing is probably the better. Is
I'm not going to say
term that's usually used.
Right. And yeah, that's another term for it. It's where they'll pitch you on a plan, right? So this Galactose molecule, there's some sort of company that's manufacturing a product with this molecule in it or whatever, and they're telling Sarah all about how great it is.
Are you one of these people, Sarah?
Well, the thing is, my friend, he has been...
yes or no? Are you one of these people advertising for the sugar company?
You know, I tried, but they throw away my CD, so I stopped trying. I stopped...
They threw away your what?
Talking to people about it. But
they threw away your what?
My CD. I gave one to my sister, and then she threw it in the garbage. You know,
your
CD,
like
CD?
A compact disc?
Was this a prospecting tool, like a prospecting CD, where you're supposed to give it to somebody that you want to bring on? They're supposed to listen
to it?
Okay.
Well, my mom listened to it, and then she gave it to my sister. She has diabetes, and then she threw it in the garbage. So.
Yeah.
That's gonna
happen a lot with network marketing because people know the scams that they've been involved with in the past. Because a lot of these network marketing companies, let me continue my description of what this is for you, Aria. So somebody comes to you and they say, there's this great product. It's got the Galactose molecule in it. It's helped me. I feel better now. I've been taking this product. It's a great product. I'd love to have you get on the product. And, you know, it might be a good product. I honestly don't know. We don't know what we're talking about here, so let's just leave that aside. We'll leave aside the question of whether or not this, whatever it is, from whatever company it is she's saying, because she hasn't mentioned who the company is. We'll just go ahead and leave aside whether or not it's a good product. Okay, fine. So then they also say, and you know, if you like this product, you'll also love the opportunity. In fact, if you'll just come to this hotel room with me and we can spend an hour. No, it's a hotel room with a bunch of other people.
In Amway, it was showing them the plan.
Well, that's definitely a giggity.
And everybody keeps their clothes on.
Oh.
And,
well, that's not fun.
Yeah, and they show you the compensation plan where you sign up as a distributor of said product. And then you can make money off of your friends and family members who want to buy the product from you, which, of course, is almost nobody.
So it is a Ponzi scheme.
So the way this works, you get a percentage of the products you sell, and then the people that you bring into the system.
You only need to find two.
And somehow someone gets
a
Ferrari.
Sign up.
You find two.
Also sell people.
Find
when
two.
When they sell something,
find two.
You also get a cut.
Right, and so then it goes down like eight levels.
Multi-levels, yeah.
Right?
That's why
and
they
so,
call it multi-level.
Right. So you get a piece of the action on everybody who's selling beneath you and what they call your downline.
Hey.
Right.
Hey, let me say something. You know,
yeah.
Evelyn, my friend, she's been taking this for 20 years because her neighbor...
it's a lot of auto ship.
Okay, 20 years, and she swears by it. Her cancer never came
Of course
back
she swears by it. I mean, God, why should she, why would
I mean,
she
there's
sell
a
something?
Blue guy out there who drinks silver every day, and he swears by it.
Why wouldn't she swear by the thing that she's trying to sell to you? If you want, Sarah, we can keep you on for this. So hang on, because I want to make sure that, you know, you're not saying we're talking about your company behind your back or something like that. And we still haven't really explained this to you, Aria, yet, I don't think. So we're going to continue the explanation of what is multi-level marketing, and there's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump spoke to troops overseas, thanking them for their service. The president also talks about the economy, which on Christmas Eve, the Dow lost over 600 points.
The economy is doing so well that they raised interest rates, and that's as a form of safety, in a way. President Obama didn't do much of that. Much easier to run when you have no interest rate. He had a very low interest rate. We have a normalized interest rate. A normalized interest rate means a lot. You know, it's good for a lot of people. They have money in the bank, they get interest on their money.
The president also talks about the government shutdown.
I'd rather not be doing shutdowns. I've been at the White House, and I love the White House, but I wasn't able to be with my family. I thought it would be wrong for me to be with my family. I just didn't want to go down and be there when other people are hurting.
And the Mega Millions jackpot on this Christmas Day is at just over $320 million. Merry Christmas from USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Sarah called in tonight out of nowhere. It's been a while since we talked about network marketing on Free Talk Live, but the last time we did talk about it, it was when Sarah called in to talk about some company that she's a customer of. It appears that she has yet to actually join as an affiliate, as a partner or whatever in this company. I don't know what they called it. They usually have like independent distributors, probably the most common term. And so we've got Sarah back on the line with us here. Now, Sarah, you still haven't told us what the name of this company is, and we've been searching. I mean, we're pretty good at Google, and we have not been able to find anything associated with galactose, which is what you say they're using as a sweetener in whatever product it is that you're purchasing, or supplement, or whatever it is you're buying. So what's the name of the company in this case?
I'm not going to say that name, because are you going to accuse me of getting free advertisement?
No, I'm not going to. He is inviting you
to get free advertisement right now.
Right. I'm asking you to tell us what the name of this company is, because we can't comment on it appropriately unless we know exactly what they're doing.
But are you going to ban me from the show if I tell you the website and the name?
Okay, no, well, the only person we banned from this show, we've only ever banned, I think three people now in the 16-year history of Free Talk Live. There's one guy that we banned from Arizona who was threatening openly the host of the show with violence. You're not doing that, so you don't have to worry about that. There was another guy who was just so boring and kept calling about the same exact thing over and over and over and over and over again, and we banned him because we gave him the opportunity. We said, dude, you got to talk about something different, or we're going to have to tell you you can't call back, and he just kept calling about the same thing. So we banned him, and all of our bans have been temporary anyway, so we've always welcomed people back after they've had their time out. So no, you're not going to get banned from the show for promoting a company that's not an advertiser. Go ahead.
Okay, so the product that I'm talking about is called Ambrotote. Ambrotose. And I take two a day, one in the morning. Okay, and the website, the company website is Manatech. M-A-N-N-A-T-E-C-H, Manatech.
Manatech.
Yeah, that advanced Ambrotose, amazing things happen when your cells communicate.
Okay. So why do you do this? What benefit does it bring you?
Well, you know, the thing about it is I do not really feel any difference, but it's just supposed to help with your immune, like help with the flus and the colds and your moods, your mental moods.
How often do you get sick?
But wait, you said it's supposed to do those things, but you haven't really felt any difference. Now, how long have you been on the product?
I've been taking it for 2 years, and I just feel better. I just feel like...
Are you sure? Like because I just asked you what it did for you, and you said nothing.
Well, it's very subtle. Yeah, I've been taking it for 2 years, and I do feel like I'm in a better mood, and it did help my immunity, but it's like very gradual. Very
I mean, the placebo effect is likely to be more effective than that. Mm.
Well, the thing about it is that I believe in it. And my friend, she's been taking it for 2 years, 20 years. And then she is very, very odd and peculiar. Like you said, network marketing, this is a very honest Christian company. And I thought...
Wait, what do you mean about your friend being odd and peculiar?
I'm talking about this. This company is very peculiar, but it's a Christian company. And then she...
Because Christian has never tried to scam anyone.
Nope.
Well, the thing is that Evelyn, she has very good results with this company, and so has
Such
I.
as? What kind of results? I mean, like fat paychecks or like actual results from the product?
Well, the results from the product, and I think she gets maybe a buffery bottle every 3 or 4 months. Because there's two people that are buying me and another person that buy from her.
Mm-hmm. What sort of effects does this have for her?
Huh?
Mo money.
What sort of effects? You said she gets effects from the product. So what sort of effects are we talking about
here? She had uterine cancer 25 years ago, and it never came back.
She's been on the product for how long?
20 years.
And she had the cancer 25 years ago?
I think so. She had the cancer before. And
I mean, that seems like something you would want to know for sure before you called a radio show to discuss the product.
Well, I think she had a cancer before, and then she started...
You think she had cancer before? Maybe she didn't. Maybe she just had a cyst.
She had cancer before. She had uterine cancer. She had surgery.
Okay.
She had cancer, and so her cancer never came back. And she
I'm not a cancer expert, so I don't know what the remission rates are.
Just on its own, you mean?
Yeah.
Just without treatment.
But I mean, I guess what I'm
Sarah's
getting at
excited.
Here is what
she's excited.
And that's great.
She's found something that she believes could help her. She's not really sure it is, but she thinks that it is. And that's it. Like you said, the placebo effect is a very strong thing. This could just be straight up placebo effect, Sarah. Could you acknowledge that you may be experiencing what's called the placebo effect?
I believe in the science of it.
Well, that's what I was ultimately getting at, was the science of it. I would like to know what the standard remission rates for cancer, the standard recurrent rates for cancer are versus...
I would like to explain the science, but the in and Daryl, you just keep butting in and cut me off the
Daryl's
show.
Daryl's not here.
So afraid I'm going to announce the website and the name. You're so afraid
you,
that I'm going
to...
No, we invited you to, and you gave it to us a moment ago.
We asked you. I wanted to know the name of the company so I could start doing some research on it and find out. For instance, I just looked it up over at Behind MLM, which is, in my opinion, the go-to website for anybody that is being pitched on a multi-level marketing or network marketing so-called opportunity. Go and type it in, whatever the company is, into BehindMLM.com. And these guys do the most detailed analysis of every company. Like, they've even got the bizarre off-brand cryptocurrency MLM scams out there, too. Like, they list them all. And the Manatech here, they don't have any just blatant critiques of Manatech, at least not that I'm seeing here so far. They looked at the compensation plan. They say that it's been improved. It's really it's long, but it's less complex than it was in the past. I'm not seeing any, you know, brazen violations of I'm not seeing any articles here just tearing them apart. And a lot of cases, a lot of these companies will get torn apart by this particular blog. They know what to look for when it comes
to... Well, I'm definitely more interested in the actual scientific evidence that she's talking about.
Can I get to the molecular cellular biology explanation? I've done this before, but I just want to say is that...
See, because I know chemistry.
Sarah is not a scientist, just to be clear.
It's very, very simple, okay? Okay. They had a
but,
discovery.
See, that, you've already lost me because I did major in physics, which involved a great deal of chemistry. And I can tell you for certain that nothing dealing with human body chemistry
is simple.
Okay, listen. Okay. So here you are butting in again. Let me explain, okay?
Okay.
In a cell, so you get a picture of a cell, okay? So in the cell, what's the most important? Amino acid, right? Protein. Protein has always been got all of the attention. But what they found out was that outside of the protein wall is saccharides, 8 essential saccharides. There's saccharides that surround our cells, okay? And then we are missing the galactose molecule. We need all of the 8 essential saccharides to surround the outside of their cells for proper cell communication. Because the white blood cells...
You following all this? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. She's following it.
Okay,
just making sure.
Okay, the white blood cells, they when they hit a healthy cell, they're missing the galactose molecule, and they're mistaking it for...
And you need to take
cell.
This company's products in order to make all that stuff work right? Is that the idea?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. We're missing the valve.
I don't know if I can take any more of this.
You do realize everything you just said is false, right?
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms available to you as well over at discord.lrn.fm. In just the last segment, Aria, you left off after a convoluted, confusing series of words coming out of Sarah's mouth trying to explain some sort of medical benefits or how this supposed galactose molecule, some kind of sugar that she's been promoting from a company, how it works. And you said, you know, all that's false, right? I think something you said something like that right at the end.
I'm assuming it's false. To be 100% clear, I'm not a biologist, and biology has always been my weakest area.
Okay.
But I've never heard any of that crap. You know, and I did go to college, and I did actually major in physics. Yeah. We did actually study biology.
While you guys were talking to her, I did look up the list of ingredients on this supplement that she was using, and the two big active ones are not galactose, but arabinogalactin and aloe vera extract.
Okay.
They basically crushed aloe vera. You know?
I noticed alarming similarities between what she was saying and what some of these CBD advocates say. I noticed that.
So I don't know if either of them do anything, but
some people swear by CBD. Some people swear by aloe vera. I mean, what if something works for
you? Magnetic. Exactly. That's what I was thinking when I was upstairs a moment ago. Is that, you know, I don't want to knock people who are getting a real tangible benefit from the placebo effect. But it's all in your head, sunshine.
There's a good chance that it's just a placebo effect. And the placebo effect is very powerful. People have cured depression with the placebo effect before.
Yep.
We've read about that. So that led me to wanting to continue the discussion on network marketing. Oh, we've got another call on the line. I want to get to that. But I want to explain a little bit more about network marketing and why some companies choose to use it.
Now, when we say it's not a Ponzi scheme, Are we saying that because is it like a,
technically it's not
a Ponzi scheme.
But in the real world, is it how it often plays out?
Let me explain this further. So if the company in question, and we don't know much about this Manatech that she was promoting.
Sure.
But initially, looking at it on BehindMLM.com, which is a review site for multi-level marketing companies, they aren't tearing them a new one. So there's a chance that it's one of the more legitimate of the network marketing companies. So in the world of network marketing, you are either pushing a product or you're pushing a scheme that's very Ponzi-esque. So some network marketing companies are just straight up selling money-moving schemes where you have to buy into the company with a certain amount of money, and then you have to get other people to buy into the company with a certain amount of money. There's some ostensible product, but they don't even really focus on it. It's just focusing on making money and bringing people in to make money off of them. And there's certain terms that they would use over at BehindMLM.com to describe what these things are. But basically, all they focus on is the compensation plan and the product's sort of an afterthought. Then there's the companies that actually do have, like, legitimate products, and you could argue that they just chose network marketing as their distribution method instead of going through typical kind of stores and or direct sales or whatever.
There are companies that started like that, like Avon and Tupperware.
Tupperware is a great example of a very successful company that started as a network marketing company but ended up putting its products on shelves because Target ended up selling Tupperware products. So when there's an actual product and the compensation plan is just sort of around distributing product and not getting people to just sign up with a big money, you know, big amount of cash and then trying to bring more people in with cash. So, yes, some of them are very Ponzi-esque, and no, some of the others are not. So, buyer beware. You got to do your due diligence when you're looking into these things. Luckily, we have the internet now, and it's a lot easier to do research and find out about these things.
Back when I got showed Amway, we did not really. There was very little on the internet.
Right,
it was new.
But so equating MLM to Ponzi schemes is the equivalent of equating ICOs with scams, essentially.
Yeah, not all ICOs are scams.
Right.
Not all MLMs are Ponzi schemes, but a bunch of them absolutely are.
Right.
And so one of the reasons why some, and this is a cynical view, I'm pretty cynical towards network marketing because there's a lot of, even the ones that are more legitimate, the whole network marketing setup, it's not exactly, I'm not going to say it's dishonest necessarily, but it's not what it appears to be for people. So, for example, one of the aspects of what they're doing here, they're selling health products. And one of the headlines here at Behind MLM is that the FDA, apparently, in November of 2017, they're reporting that the FDA targeted Manatech with violations of manufacturing and labeling violations. Now, we're no big fans of the FDA here, so who knows if this really means anything. But that's one of the headlines surrounding this company. When the company markets a product for health benefits, there's certain rules that they can't do, right? Like you can't say this galactose molecule cures cancer. You can't say those things.
Yeah, you can't say those things.
Well, you can, but you have to have actual scientific evidence to substantiate.
And even if you do have the evidence, they might still not let you say it.
Well, right. Then you'd have to go through an FDA process to get to allow those claims to be made. However, if an independent associate of that company goes out there, like Sarah, now Sarah's not an associate, but if Sarah were an associate and she was going around saying the things that you said is BS when she was trying to explain how this works, she's not a scientist. She doesn't know what she's saying. She heard somebody at a presentation say X, Y, and Z about these products, and she's trying her best. Honestly, I don't think she's a scammer or anything like that. She's trying her best from a place of wanting to help people genuinely to explain what she believes this thing can do. She's completely wrong, according to what your knowledge of, you know, the body and biology and all that is.
Which, granted, is limited.
The company isn't liable for that, right? Because the company has in their, there's always a book, right? There's always a terms and conditions. There's a lengthy book, a large book that comes when you sign up as one of these distributors that makes it clear that you're just an independent distributor you aren't actually representing the company. You don't, the things that you say, you're not supposed to make health claims. So if you do make health claims while you're out repping this particular company's product, you're violating their terms of service, and they could break up with you if they find out that you're doing that. But ultimately, the only way they're going to find out that you're misrepresenting their product or making false health claims about it that you might believe to be true is if it comes to light in some sort of prosecution. If somebody actually, you know, from the government goes after their independent distributor, and then the company can say, whoa, we told Sarah that she wasn't allowed to say those things. It's right here in our guidebook. You can't say those things about our products. Sarah, you bad girl, we're breaking up with you. You can't be our distributor anymore. So the company's protected from any kind of liability. They cannot make a product claim in their marketing. But if their independent distributors go out there and do it, they can kind of just say, well, we didn't know.
Yeah, and they might not even get caught.
Correct. So to some extent, this distributing method works for them because they can get – now, again, I'm being cynical here, suggesting that maybe the company knows that its people are going to go out making crazy claims about their products, that they can just simply say, well, we just disavow that. We told them they weren't supposed to do that. It's against our rules. So they get all these people going out there making false claims about these products that they truly believe in, and that leads other people to try the product and get on board, and, you know, the company makes buku bucks off of that. Whereas if
also,
the company worked,
a note is that ovarian cancer has a 0% remission rate.
Wow.
Because it's generally treated by removing the ovaries.
Okay.
Which means the cancer can't return there.
Right.
So, yeah.
Because it's gone.
Yeah. Well, then your ovaries are gone, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so they benefit from that, right? They benefit of people out there representing their product breaking the rules and making all kinds of claims that they're not supposed to be making. Whereas if the company were simply trying to market its own products in a traditional means by getting shelf space at GNC or, you know, Walmart or wherever, then it would be their product on the shelf, their marketing materials. They could not make those claims. So to some extent, the network marketing.
So do they encourage them, people like Sarah, to make these sort of extravagant claims?
They would never encourage that.
But it just sort of happens. Eye to it?
Yeah, it just kind of happens. Okay. It's kind of like the, you know,
just letting people be people.
Well, you know, when you played telephone in school, where you'd sit around in a circle, and then one person would start with a message, and they'd tell the next person, and then they'd whisper it to the next person, and then by the time it got around the room, it was completely bastardized, right? Like the original wording was totally changed, whether it was on purpose by somebody in the chain, or whether it was just through accidental miscommunication, we don't know, because we didn't hear what each person was saying. So the same thing's kind of true of network marketing. The company comes up with the official statement about the product. This product could do this. We have testimonials from people that say this. So they'll always have testimonials, right? Because if somebody says, well, I had cancer and I took this galactose molecule and now my cancer's gone. Well, that's their experience, supposedly. Maybe they are saying what they believe to be true. That's just a case study. It's a testimonial. It's not an actual health claim. Yeah, it's not an actual health claim. So they'll pepper in with their marketing these sort of testimonials, and then they'll have these experts talking about what the benefits could be or whatever. And then down the line, through the line of their distributors, you end up with people like Sarah on the other end just going around saying things that they believe to be true about this thing when the company would say, whoa, we disavow that. We've told you you can't say those things, Sarah. We're coming up here in moments. What's your experience with network?
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.